98.1 KZE on the line with me today. We've got Doug Grabe. He is one of the partners over at Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Mass., one of our very favorite venues, and I know they've been doing incredible things over there. Doug, hi. Thanks for hopping on with me today.
Hey, MK. Thanks for having me. Super excited to be here.
How was your winter? How are things going over there?
Oh, my God. That was probably one of the toughest winters I can remember, but I mean, in terms of just being cold and snowy, but we powered through. You know, we were, this is our first full year doing it, so we had programmed four nights a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so even though it was cold and snowy out and rainy and icy, we still had something going at the barn, you know, four nights a week, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, warm and cozy in the barn, I'm sure.
Always, always. Roaring fires and nice hot music.
Yeah. Well, spring is here. The sun is shining, and we got a whole lineup of shows coming up. First off, of course, we've got the Neilds coming in a couple of weekends, April 4th, and we're co-presenting that show with you. We're super excited about that one. Are you familiar with those guys?
Oh, yeah. I'm of an age that would remember them back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's been fun, you know, watching their journey from I don't even know how you would classify them, MK, back in the day. I don't know how old you are, but I mean, you know, they were this cranberry-esque sort of 10,000 maniac-y type of thing, you know, going on, and watching just their evolution over the years into, I believe it's just the two sisters now who are coming. But it's been fun watching them grow up, I guess. Probably that's the way, that's the best way to describe it. So pretty happy they're here and honored. I mean, you know, that's Western Massachusetts answer to the Deal Sisters, right? So pretty important artists and super proud to have them, you know, grace the barn stage.
Yeah, kind of homecoming heroes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Perfect. Local heroes.
Well, yeah, we're super excited to be co-presenting. I know they have a ton of listeners and a ton of love here at the station. So that's going to be a really amazing night of music. And I loved how you put it. I don't know if it was you that wrote the copy on the website, but there was a line about, like, at a bigger venue, you see the Neilds. At the barn, you feel them.
Yeah, well, that's part of the magic of the spot, right? I mean, it's so intimate. You're, you know, right up close. There's no bad seats. And on some shows, we just take the seats out because people really want to, you know, get close and start moving around.
Moving and grooving.
You know, the creaky, you know, floors. I mean, they're stained with sweat and beer and all sorts. There's just so much life in that place. And there's been so much life lived there. And, you know, we just hope to continue that tradition and just keep the energy level up and, you know, keep the good times happening there. And that's what we're trying to do. And as far as I can tell, I think that's what we're doing. People seem to be pretty happy with the programming and, you know, the community's thrilled we're there, you know, kept the barn alive, and we're going to keep it kicking.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of what's coming up this week, tomorrow I want to highlight karaoke night because I love that you do a karaoke night. Does that get a good regular crowd? Do you kind of have your karaoke regulars now?
Yeah, we have karaoke regulars, and we have open mic regulars, and we're starting, you know, some other, you know, different types of programming there. We have sea shanties.
Yeah.
On the first Wednesday of every month. And I don't know if you've ever been that, but that's a complete hoot.
You know what? I love that you're doing that. Yeah, I don't think I've done a specific sea shanty night, but there used to be a group in the Hudson Valley that would do pub sings, like especially in winter, where it was the same kind of thing where it's these kind of like classic, like drinking songs, you know, and they would teach everybody the chorus. And then, you know, it was, yeah, like just really, really cool, just a different vibe to like participate in a show like that.
Yeah, well, come on over. I think that's next Wednesday,
awesome.
Shanty Night with Shinebone Alley, and that's a good time, and it's not something that you usually see, but as you just said, I mean, it's pretty unique, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't know until you come sing a sea shanty, how much you might enjoy it or how much you might have missed it.
Yeah, well, I think it's baked into like our human DNA, right? Is like singing together and these kind of like, you know, shared consciousness. Everybody knows this kind of songs. And, you know, we're kind of missing that in 2026. So I think, if you've never participated in a sea shanty night or something like that, I definitely encourage everybody out there listening to get in on that.
Well, I'm going to see you there next Wednesday, and we're going to pick out a good one for you.
Awesome. So, and then we got Country Blues Duo with Aaron Harp on the 26th on the Thursday, and Kids That Fly coming through on Friday. That's the Friday night show this week. They're on their 2026 spring tour. What can you tell me about those guys?
Well, they are, you know, if our programming had a, you know, we are trying to really get a good mix, and it's almost like the Victorian, you know, the wedding rhyme, you know, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. I mean, so we have the traditional acts, you know, and I'm going to put the Neils in that category because they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
And then something new is acts like Kids That Fly or One Time Weekend or Mojo Hand or there's a, you know, we are trying to bring in some of the younger artists that are, you know, emerging, you know, that maybe some of the local populace hasn't become familiar with, but that are still worth hearing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we need new music, right? Because the old music's great, but the new stuff is important. And so we're trying to get exposure for those acts. And Kids That Fly are kind of, well, they're not kind of. I mean, they're right in that family of a newer act. I think they came out of UConn, you know, maybe back around 2019. And
yeah.
They're... again, I don't know how to describe them either. It's not all pop. It's not indie, but it's a combination of those things. It's kind of like the Strokes and, you know, here, look, what it is, you know, loud guitars, you know, Stratocasters, Marshall Stacks, drums and bass, melody, harmony, and just a good time. And for that one, we're pushing the tables out, too. That's a dancing show.
Awesome. So, oh, that's going to be great.
If you're free Friday, come on by and wear your dancing shoes.
Excellent. Yeah, that's Kids That Fly. And then Lucy Kaplansky playing on Saturday night. She's another KZE favorite. We love her.
Yeah, yeah. And that show is, you know, that actually may be sold out.
So, okay.
Yeah, so she's doing really well. And we'll leave the tables in for that one. I don't know if that's a dancing show, but feel free to dance if you're there.
And that is, you know, that's a danger with the barn because, as you said, it's an intimate venue. I think you said it's like 99 seats. So if it's a seated show especially, like grab your tickets while you're thinking, hey, maybe I should grab tickets because they could go.
Yeah, right. I mean, and they always, not they always, but, you know, we get a really big walk up and we get a really big, you know, line at the door, and we hate to turn people away, but that's why buying tickets in advance is your safest bet.
Yeah,
seeing your favorite act at the barn, right?
Yeah, buttonballbarn.com to see the full lineup of what's coming. And you guys have quite a bit scheduled. It really goes throughout, you know, up until December. And I'm sure you know you're not done fully booking out, but it's impressive that you've got the entire year, you know, acts coming through. And I just want to highlight a couple that I really like here. Kevin Daniel is coming through in April. He's amazing. Of course, karaoke night and open mic night. Our friends Bourbon Sprawl are coming through, presented by Berkshire Mountain Distillers, and that's still in April. So yeah, highly recommend. Again, that's buttonballbarn.com/calendar for the show information. And tell me a little bit about kind of some of the basics. You guys serve food at the barn or no?
We do. We have we opened the restaurant in the inn. For the listeners that aren't familiar with the property, there's also a 12-room inn on the campus there. And we've started doing takeout from the in kitchen into the barn, so people can order using their phones, and we'll bring it right over to you, so you can eat at your table.
Oh, great!
We had a food truck there, and that'll be active again during the summertime. But right now, it was too much capacity for the wintertime. But yeah, you talked about the summer. You know, huge plans. There's you know, community events, you know, and you were indicating on the calendar, we've gone absolutely bonkers. I mean, we don't have very many free dates left. We've been just plugging away. In fact, I think we just booked New Year's Eve yesterday.
Wow.
So we are, we're nervous by nature, at least I am, you know, so I have to kind of plug all the, plug all the open spots. Otherwise, it just bothers me. So we've been just, you know, focusing on that and, you know, got a great, great lineup coming up for the rest of 2026, even though it's not even April yet.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go.
I'm impressed. You guys are hustling.
Yeah. No sleep.
Buttonballbarn.com once again. And yeah, Doug, thank you so much for taking the time today. And we're super excited to see you at the Neild show. And yeah, everyone go sing some sea shanties.
All right. I'll see you at karaoke.